order. I'm going to let everybody introduce themselves. My name is Glenda Mudgett with Equalization Board.
Lou Ann Deere, Equalization Board.
Kent Baker, Equalization Board.
Melinda Reynolds, Equalization Board.
Chrissy Lewis, Assessor.
Bill Walmsley, Cash.
Travis Malden, Property Tax Service.
Donna Beck, Assessor's Office.
Therese Martin, Cash.
Daniel Shepherd, Property Tax Services.
Jeff Stevens, Equalization Board.
Margaret Darter, County Clerk.
Philip Murphy, County Attorney.
Okay, I'm also going to let it not be known that it is 10 o'clock Tuesday, August 31st, 2021. Should I just go ahead and read all these out now? So I'm going to read out the parcel numbers. Several parcel numbers. 710-08853-104. 710-07418-001. 712-11900-003. 740-00718-102. 710-08918-000C. 710-08552-000. 710-08673-001. 710-08673-004. 710-08053-016. 710-08124-001C. 712-07139-051. 710-08115-014. 710-08193-010. 712-12110-113. 710-03714-001C. 710-06987-000C. And the last one, 710-08901-00C. Before we get started, I'm going to have Margaret do the swearing in for everybody.
Y'all raise your right hand, the witnesses. I swear to tell the truth, tell the truth, and nothing but the truth, so help me God.
I do. Okay, so the procedure will be the task or assessor will go first, then you'll get to come, and then after that, they'll rebut, and hopefully a decision will be made. If not, a letter will be sent within 10 days.
Yes, ma'am.
I'll let y'all get started.
Okay. Did you want me to tell you the names of all the ones you read off?
It would be nice.
Okay.
Yeah.
The first one I've got is 712-11900-013.
003?
Okay.
003.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. The cost, this is apartment complex. The cost was $22,087,000. The old value was $17,494,000. We settled at $20,349,400.
If they did that per informal, then we don't need one of these, right?
I'm not sure what you're showing me.
I would say you don't need one.
No,
I would say
decision
it was
made
down
here.
It wasn't made here. No.
Okay.
Okay.
I was thinking. Mm-hmm.
So what was that dollar amount? I'll just put it in record, though, that he settled for.
Do you need something on these from the board?
Yeah, I think it's after August 1st we have to have a board decision.
Oh.
Or a board letter.
They have to confirm it?
That's it.
So I made one for each one because you said that. So you do want one for
each? Yes, ma'am, if it's okay.
Does it matter to y'all that we sign one?
That's fine.
Y'all's will be a no change, though, right?
Ours
but
would be.
You'll need to make, confirm it somehow so I can put it in record then.
Okay.
What was the dollar amount so I can write that down?
The total was $20,349,400.
That's on that property card I gave you.
I think when he's done and we have all of these, then we can just read the list and then everybody can confirm that dollar amount. Then we'll be able to sign if I'm not correct. Am I correct? Okay.
All right. The next one. And I'm sorry I don't have these in the order y'all do. 710-0855-2000.
Lake Point.
The 21 cost on it was $5,391. The old value was $4,891. And the new value is $5,398,600. The next one is 712-11899-007. We did not change anything on that.
That one was withdrawn. Or well, y'all can no
we
change.
That
or?
Was withdrawn. We
okay.
won't yeah, deal with that.
On here.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
The next one is 710-0371-4001, and that did not change either. Skip one. Did I skip one? I'm sorry.
Okay.
Got one at 712-12110-113. The value did not change. It's still $2,272,500.
Walgreens 10170. Can you give us that value again?
$2,272,500.
It's on the property cards in those packets.
Yeah.
Okay.
I got 712-07139-051.
Okay.
I wish you'd put yours in the same order that I put this list in.
That one, the cost was $2,776,000.
Mm-hmm.
The old value was $2,641,000. And I went ahead and put it back at the $2,641,000. If I remember rightly, that was a board override you guys did in 19 or 20.
It was last year.
Was it 20?
Yep.
Mm, it says 20.
Okay, so we went back to the old value.
Right.
It
says on your put back at 2020 decision.
Okay.
Then I've got 710-08918-000C.
Got it.
The 2020 value was $975,900. And I left it at that. I don't know. I think that was another board override, wasn't
it? Yes, it was.
IHOP.
Next one is 710-06987-00C. The old value was $762.50. And I've got it down at $731,300.
Everybody caught up? Give that value again. My pen doesn't want to write. 731.
The parcel card has 350.
Huh?
731,300.
300. That's not what the card says, though. When the history's out, it rounds. So it rounded, 731,350 is what's on the property card, on the history line. It rounded, I guess. That's what it does.
Ready?
Yeah.
710-08901-000C. The old value was $722,450. And I've got $752,300. next one is 710-0741-8001. The old value was $1,244,250. The new value was $1,271,700. The next one is 710-0885-3104. The old value was $1,651,400. The new value is $1,788,100, I guess it would be. And then we've got 712-118-99-004 and 005, and he canceled those.
Yeah, those are withdrawn.
Got one at 740-007-18-102 has also been withdrawn.
That's just a no change. Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
That was Harp, right?
Yeah.
That was
Harp,
yes.
Yeah.
Y'all made a ruling on that, I think, last year or 2 years ago.
710-0812-4001C.
Wait a minute.
Red dot storage.
The old value was $833,050. The new value is $1,223,550. Then I've got 710-0819-3010.
Tractor supply.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And let's see, I've got the 2020 value is $1,842,550. I have lowered it to $1,740,000. Is that all, or am I missing any?
I got the links, Lewis Crossing, Superior Manor, and Karma Fund 9.
All right, here, Lewis Crossing, that's actually the On the Border.
Okay.
I have to withdraw my appeal. I think someone else has filed that, and they represent the Lewis Crossing folks. Oh. And I was told I have to represent On the Border.
Right.
They're paying the tax, but me and Dale looked it over. They didn't send the copy of the lease, which told me that we probably don't have the authority. So
okay.
But I wanted to wait because I think Dale had told me another person. I didn't want to mess up their chance to come before the board.
I think it is. I'm with the pile of the other families.
Okay. But that takes care of that. And then is the other one 760-0033-2-001? Okay, that one was withdrawn.
Act 3710 numbers. I have the links at Cadron Valley.
Yes. Two parcels in the links. That's
yep.
going to be the golf course.
Yep.
And then we got Superior Manor.
Superior Manor and Karma Fund 9, which is that a Walgreens one?
Okay, that was a no change on those, yes, on both the Walgreens and yep.
Okay, so.
So you withdrew the links at the Cadron?
No.
No, that's what we're hearing.
That's the two we're going to have
okay,
to
that's what we're hearing.
Or okay, so the links and Superior Manor are the ones we're doing today.
Yes,
okay,
ma'am.
So for y'all's purposes in here, for what y'all are going to sign for him, what do y'all want on here? The old value and the new value? I mean, it's not y'all's decision, it was Dale's. So how does this need to
read? Were y'all going to do a motion and second to approve?
To affirm it? To affirm
Dale's
pass his number.
That's what I was wondering.
And then, okay. Just for the record, did any of these that we're fixing to affirm receive any federal money for COVID?
I don't know. I didn't ask. My appeals were not based on anything due to COVID.
I have looked. I was looking for an hour this morning on all the places I can find it. We've talked a they have not received any. They didn't apply for any.
No.
Okay.
Lindsay management did not, and Daniel can confirm that we were told no, because I'm part of that, and I thought for property tax services, my business, that we would have, and Lindsay said, no, we are not taking any of that money, so that's what we were told.
And I have looked around for some of the other ones, and I haven't found any yet.
Okay. All right.
It's real hard to find it because you've got to go several different places, and they're listed under, some of them are listed under the business name, some are listed under the owner's name, and it's difficult to link the two together.
I didn't try to find them because I know he was looking, but I found a bunch of the hotels. That was going to be on the yesterday. There's a bunch of hotels, the car lots, stuff like that. That stuff's out there.
I've added, when I did all the motels, I added and went back in, and he did not add their miscellaneous income, which most of it was very little for 2020. And I went ahead, and anywhere I could find the PPP money, I went ahead and added that. And it was very interesting. I work it three ways. I did it the way I do it, where you do the three-year average.
Mm-hmm.
And I worked it with my formula. And then I worked it with just a 21 on there. And, I mean, it dropped a bunch. And I went back and just did the 20. I went back and did 2020, their actuals. I added the PPP money, and I would say over half of them came out to the three-year average.
Okay. Good to know. All right. Well, I'll let you get started on these. I guess we'll do links first.
Let's do Superior Manor. It's easier.
All right. Then we'll do Superior Manor first.
I'm going to find it. Hang on.
Travis.
Exactly what I get.
Yeah, I recall.
I got the exact same thing.
Sometimes I don't know where to
trigger
them.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, I got
okay. For the record, we have somebody that's going to excuse themselves on the board for this decision.
Superior Manor, since Jeff, I'm there on a regular basis.
Oh, you're there on a regular basis?
Yeah.
Pretty nice of you.
Yeah.
For about the last year and a half.
I'll listen, but I'll just.
We've had several discussions on this, and I think we finally got it close to being right. Travis was calling it one thing out of Marshall's Whip. We were calling it something else, and we were miles apart. I called and talked to him about it. Apparently, he got a hold of the owners, and the owners confirmed that what we were doing is what it is classed as. He re-ran his numbers. I believe you have the new sheet there. Also, you have what the owner sent him for the total construction cost of $14,889,800. Our value is $15,620,150. You know, we're close on this, but I do not arbitrarily just change something. I mean, that's up to y'all, whatever y'all want to do. I mean, if I had a reason to, I would adjust it, but I can't find one. This thing is real new.
First year that it was put on the books was last year. The county picked it up last year.
Right, 2020.
if that's all Dale's got, you go ahead.
Yes, ma'am. Basically, what we have here is the Superior Manor nursing home. It's in Conway on Tommy Lewis Drive. Like I said, this thing was built in 2019. The county first picked it up last year. What I've got to present is that cover page is what they paid for the land. They've actually got all their landscaping, and then what they paid for the to have it, the building cost. Only thing I didn't use on this total cost was the landscaping. I didn't put in for the grass or the bushes. That's typically not anything you do on property tax valuation. So I pulled that out. I will tell you that the building will include all their soft costs. Anything that could have been pulled out, I'd ask for a more detailed list. Since I didn't provide it, I have to give y'all what the total cost was. So the total cost of what these people have got in that thing, brand new, is $14,889,803. And as Dale said, kind of rounded out to $14,889,800. And then the next page, what you see behind that, is what Dale was, we discussed. It's the Marshall Swift call. This was done straight out of cost since this thing was so new. And you'll see, I worked the numbers just the same as Dale. It comes in basically using the land value is right at, the county's value is right at what they paid for the land. You're at $14,959,558. Which is nearly what the thing was put on for last year. Now, of course, I know this was reappraisal and it bumped up, but based on their actual cost that they've actually, got in the building and then running the backup to see, to make sure that that's, what they got in it, it almost came at the exact same number. And that was why I said, well, to use the same thing Dale was using, the request after discussing it with the owner, was just go with the $14,959,500 off of the Marshall Swift. I know that's not a whole lot of difference, but I mean, it does make a difference to the owner. They're the ones paying the tax. So they have requested $14,959,500 for a total value. That's all I really have to give you.
Discussion.
I do know it's two stories.
What did you come up with?
We got this off parking.
She's got the land a little bit lower, but they got the building a little bit higher, so
yes.
They got the land about 5,000.
Skilled. Hey, that's what they got in it, but that upstairs, like I said, of course, there's nothing you can do with.
Motion that we accept the
$14,959,500.
I'll second it.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Okay, we will go with the asking value of $14,959,500. for parcel 7100815-014. Okay, Dale, next one.
Do we have to?
Y'all know these next two go together. It's one unit there.
This is the Lynx at Cadron Valley Golf Course. Parcel 710-086-73-001-004. This consists of 67.22 acres. The two parcels, one of them is the 64 acre, the 004 card, is nothing but the golf course. The 001, the 3.11 acres, is the land of the clubhouse, the swimming pool, and whatever else amenities they have at times. This came before the board before, and we've kicked around the idea on this before, and we voted on that somehow something wasn't either keyed in right or something changed, or I don't know what. The value of this is quite a bit higher, I think, than what we actually tried to put on for. If you go look at his income and expense statement, he's got 3 years on here, 18, 19, and 20. You know, it's a golf course. They're not doing real well. This one is actually doing better. I think it was 51,000 in the hole in 18 and 49 in 19 and in 20 it's 46,000 or something. But I'm going to let Travis talk a lot on this because he's got some other things to throw in here for y'all.
What I've got before y'all is what me and Dale had brought before the board last year. And I if you look at the second page, not the flip pages, but you'll see Dale did not change the current value from last year's board. It just rolled over. But you'll see that the county value is currently $2,176,850. And what was agreed on last year, and that both I thought was the total value was down at the bottom, $1,613,280. And that, but you'll see the split out for each parcel. The 004 was to be put on for $841,590, and the 001 we had agreed as total value of $771,690. I haven't changed. This would not have been appealed had that been put on, I guess at that. I don't know, maybe if y'all overrode that, didn't feel comfortable, I don't remember. And like Dale said, we couldn't find any notes or anything. But if you divide, I guess that current number, that 2 million, whatever it was, I guess, Dale, that I think what happened was we had made mention at the board that if you just looked at the overall value for that course, it basically came out to like 22,000 acre. And I don't know if y'all took that as, hey, we're going to put the land on at 22,000 acre and then put the building on top of that. But the reference that was being made was this thing is owned for about 22,000 acre if you look at the whole entity. So I think what happened was 004 never was changed. It still stayed. I think right now it's even at $1,000,004. And it was supposed to have been $841,590 based on. Now, Dale said currently right now it's about 25,000 an acre, which comes in, I think, at the $1,680,000, whatever we had talked about on the phone. And I was fine with that. If that's what you are, and now it's on average. But that 25,000 an acre includes the clubhouse. So all we did was we just said, okay, if it's $1,680,000, let's back out $771,000, and what the residual would be, the total should be $1,680,000 and some change. So I don't know, I couldn't figure it out, but this would not have come before the board last year if this agreement would have been accepted. I don't know, we couldn't figure it out, and either. Well, I got confused, or Dale did, or something happened. But if you'll look, obviously, I've got to present this, but if you'll look at the third page, I told Dale, you know, that I didn't have a problem. The problem with this golf course, as y'all know, it is an amenity to the park. Mm-hmm. That's all it is. And so, and I won't go into the whole theory of they're charging higher rents, and y'all are using the higher rents to buy. But if you just look, this thing has never produced any income, and it wouldn't. It's a nine hole. It's just an amenity. And I even told Dale, if you just cap at a 9%, just their gross potential, you don't come up to what it's currently on for. So I didn't have a problem with Dale's 25,000 an acre, but that being for the land and the building, in other words, just the average, because he goes, look, it's worth something. I said, yeah, it is, just because there's 67 acres of land out there, but you've got that clubhouse. So that would be my recommendation, if at all possible, and that's just strictly coming from me. If you took the 67.22 acres times 25,000 and then deducted whatever is on parcel 001 from that, just no change parcel 001, and if you guys agree with that, you just make the adjustment on that land parcel only of 004 to whatever that residual comes out to. And it should be $950,000 or $1,000,000 or something. I don't know whatever y'all come up with. And I would be fine. That's just my case. I didn't ask for anything other than what we had agreed to last year. That's all I really have.
For the new guy on board.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I'm sorry. Yes, I'm sorry.
Just to kind of bring you up, I think you might have gathered some of what he was saying.
I did.
But just looking at the income, these golf courses, I mean, you'd have to put them on zero value.
Right. They're not making any money.
I came up and said, okay, let's put the land on for $22,000 an acre.
Right.
All right. And I thought that's what we were going to do. But I remember asking you later about it because you didn't like it.
Yeah, and I remember the 22,000.
I don't know why it
didn't. We've got no change note in here.
Yeah, that's what I said. And I looked back as Dale goes, why'd you appeal? I said, I don't think it ever got changed. But I don't remember what was voted on.
And you don't have a copy of our letter.
That's all I told him. It said just no change.
All the letter's going to say.
It accepted the 001 that we had done up here, but it did not accept the 004. It just said no change, and I went, wait a minute, that's not me. That's immediately when Dale goes, what do you got? Well, I sent him my workup, and I just said, hey, look, I'm still in agreement with what we talked about last year. But I don't know if that's okay with the board. That's what I meant. Y'all may have had an issue with that. I don't know.
The $25,000 an acre that he was mentioning, Therese told me here a couple weeks ago that they started using that in the county on the residential land. 25. You know, I don't know how large of a tract that is, but you know, I still think that's a fair way to do it. You know, like I said, these are losing enterprises in my opinion. I sure wouldn't want one.
Well, and on this one, it is an amenity. I mean, they got that just an offer. I mean, he's getting higher rents for those ones that face. And I told Dale, you could do a calculation. The value of this golf course has already been pulled into the park. It's not being escaped.
Yeah, there's no vacancy, right?
Yeah, there's no, right. So
they're full.
They're full.
And so I said, you know, you're hitting him with the higher value on the apartments because the ones that face the, and then you turn around and hit him at a cost approach on that little 9-hole course at 2.3 million or 2.1 million. Well, you know, that's why I said I was in agreement with that overall value, but something happened on that parcel 004 last year. I don't remember why that was no change. I just don't. And we couldn't, Dale didn't have anything in the notes, and we couldn't figure it out. And I just said, look, we'll just go back to the board and see if they'll approve it or not. Now, that's y'all's vote, you know. But that's what we could come up with, because I couldn't stand up here and tell y'all it's only worth zero. Y'all, you know, that would be crazy. Y'all would have something to talk about when I left, you know. So,
so the sheet's 7.22, 25,000 acre, 24,000 acre.
We originally last year had 22.
Right.
Now this year the residential people that did residential said they bumped it up to 25. I was not aware of that.
Right.
Like I said, I don't know how big a tract they're looking at either. You know, if you're dealing with 67 acres. You know, how
and the building.
Right. True.
But what you're saying is that figures out that would be 24,000?
Yeah, on this first sheet you got 24,000.
Yeah, that's why I was asking y'all. Whatever, Dale, if you just took the 67.22 and multiplied it by 25, if they're saying that's what it should be, then just subtract out from that number what your overall value is for 001, and then rule just no change 001. And if you want to do that value, then you, the residual would be on the 004 parcel.
The thing is, if you
want to
go with the 25,000 acre, back up and change the rest of the golf courses.
Oh.
Increase that from 22 to 25.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
Yeah.
And I think, to me, it's a little late in the game.
This one is 63 acres at 22 an acre.
Mm-hmm.
We have the building and the 3 acres at 765,450. So I would think at 22 an acre, it's on target.
Betsy, I think it's just what we're saying. It's not. If you look at it the way Dale's talking about, where it's just the land you've got to subtract out from that 22,000 acre, the improvement value of the building. If not, that acre price comes in at almost 33,000 on the overall value.
Well, I'm looking at, okay, the 001.
It's a hypothetical. That's what he's saying. That 22,000 an acre.
Well, even so, I'm saying, okay, the 3.11 acres on that 001 with the building is only assessed, and they've got the 765,450. I'm good with that one. But then when you multiply the other, which is the golf course, which is 64 acres, 0.11, and you multiply that by the 22, we still get $1,408,000.
Yes, ma'am, that's why I was saying the way that Dale's talking about this, he's looking at it as if it were vacant land. They were trying to appraise it as if there were no building on it. And saying if there were no building on it, it would at least be worth residential land at $22,000 an acre. He multiplied that by that 67.22.
Mm-hmm.
That was what he was saying the both cards should equal total. So to do that, that's what I was saying, you get that value and just subtract out 001.
Mm-hmm.
And then the residual would be whatever's left over. And when you add both of those together, it comes up to his hypothetical 22,000 acre for residential land. Otherwise, it's basically worth 600,000 for both parcels combined based on how much money it's making. That was why he did that. It wasn't, and I was just saying no change 001, and the residual of that overall value would be put on 004. And then when you added up both of those parcels, you would come out to the 22,000 acre. That was what Dale was suggesting on hey, it's at least worth residential land. And that, I said I was in agreement with that. Now that, and then y'all may not be.
Well, I think 001 is set and it's good. But I think a problem would be is trying to assess this 004. Yeah, and that was done last year.
I mean, I had to get that from somewhere to put that in there. So that could be what it was. It was just split up by the different parcels to get the value. I can't remember the date.
Yeah, sometimes if y'all come up with a new value, you can't just go in there and put that value there. You got to get it to come up to that value somehow. So you got to play with it.
You go in there and put like the value, like in the income, like $5 million.
So Travis, were you saying take 25,000 times the 64.11 acres?
No, I'm saying take the total for both cards.
Right.
67.22 acres. If Dale's saying,
oh, okay.
And then all you're doing, once you get that figure, then you're saying, all right, parcel 001 is on for 745,000.
Right.
Subtract it out, and then the residual goes on 004.
Mm-hmm.
If you'll look at that first sheet, it was $841,590. And then if you add it, it came in, see, at the 24. I was in agreement with 24,000, but Dale said.
So that makes it $1,680,500.
That's it.
You take the land times the.
And then you
subtract 001's card out.
It's 700,000.
You got 765,450.
And then the next would be 900,000, right, or whatever it comes out to.
1,680,500 minus 765,450 equals $915,050.
That would be for parcel, the taxpayer's request for parcel 004 and a no change on 001.
$915,050.
And then see if you added those two up, you get to the $1,680,000, which just comes in at that 24,000 acre. Or 20, yeah, 25, whatever it is.
I don't know.
I mean, y'all are trying to combine these two parcels, and I don't agree with it.
No,
I think that they shouldn't be because this is the clubhouse and 3 acres. So I think we need to leave it alone right where it's at. And I think what we need to come up with is what we think the value is on this 64 acres.
Yeah, and you're still marking no change on the 001. He's taking the value for the clubhouse out of the
right.
figure of the land. Yeah.
So you're thinking the land is not worth $1,410,000 for 67 acres in the city of Conway.
I'm not looking at that at all. I'm looking at a golf course. It's a 9-hole golf course. It's one economic unit to the owner. If this was going to be sold, it would be sold as a golf course because it has deed restrictions of being a golf course.
Mm-hmm.
Dale was saying to come up with a value, because it's not, it doesn't have any, it's negative income.
Okay.
To come up with a value, it's at least worth what residential land would be going for in Conway. That was why he came up with that figure. And he was saying, I don't know how big of a tract that would be, but that's kind of what they were using. So that came up to that $1,680,000. Well, yeah. Instead of me saying it's worth $700,000, I was like, well, that makes sense, because we agreed at Centennial at about 3.5 or 3.6 million in loss. And it's 18 holes. Well, this thing is only a 2-point, well, only a 9-hole. So really, if y'all put the $1,680,000 like me and Dale were talking about, it's about half of what Conway Country Club and Centennial's on for, which,
gotcha.
And both of them are 18. Yes, ma'am. That's
I
why
gotcha.
We kind of did that.
When we look at last year's notes, it says that there was a motion made to change the 001 to adjusted value $900,250 from $900,250. To the 765,470, which was probably the calculating that land, to get in line with the rest of Gulfport.
Yeah.
And it was agreed. And then the 004, there was a motion made, no change on that land portion.
Okay.
So
maybe y'all didn't go for
it. I think it was the opposite. They left 004 alone and adjusted 001.
Okay.
Where now it's the same thing. You're trying to take 004 and subtract it from 001, leave 001, no change, and adjust 004.
Right.
Same thing, different parcel. Okay. But like if Glenn said, if I take just the 64.11 acres that's not all of it added together and times it by the 25,000, then that's a $1,602,750 if you leave the land out of the 001's land.
And we did it at 22 last year, I believe, is
yeah.
why we did not change it.
Right, I think so.
Okay, the other full golf, the two full golf courses, have we got those valued just at a land value? Is that what I'm...
The land is on at 22,000.
Did we adjust them last year when we discussed it?
I don't think Centennial's changed since the lawsuit, so...
Right.
So we've got this assessed at 22 right now.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, what they're talking about, the whole, it's only worth 22 next.
I remember talking about
value.
Some
of
that Centennial, too.
I think that's why we did no change on
about
the
land,
and we changed
too.
This one down. I'm pretty sure that's what we did.
Yeah, I need to change every year.
Centennial total value is $3,170,400.
For the big golf course?
Mm-hmm.
For the large, yeah. It's 18-hole golf course.
So it is or isn't it 22,000 an acre?
It is a 22,000 acre.
And that includes, is that 22,000 acre include the improvement value? Or we got improvement values added on top of the 22,000? That's what I'm, I guess what I'm asking.
Yeah. Josh, take the land times 22,000, or did you add improvements on top?
Once again, this stuff has been manipulated.
Yeah, that's why. Did we manipulate it
to
get?
We've got a 2-hole golf course on one card for $339,000, but when you get over to the front of the card, it's $100,000.
That's why.
Because the judge, you know, put. Just
yeah, that's why I'm trying to remember what we did. Was did we put the other golf courses on just basically land value? Is what I'm trying to remember.
Is there any notes in there though?
$3,381,840. On Centennial, we currently have it at $3,174,000. Apparently, somebody's changed something on these cards from last year. And it went down $200,000. I mean, somebody could have changed effective age on the clubhouse. But
well,
the land,
it'd be a task.
The land is only 22,000 an acre.
Well, I know the one building got damaged, but they're still supposedly repairing it.
Mm-hmm. The event center?
Yeah. That we've been waiting on forever.
Yeah. Don't make any adjustments, Therese, for the event center being damaged this year?
We don't need it.
Yeah, they've not had events in it for a while now because they're redoing it because of something that happened. I don't know.
Water damage from the freeze.
That was it.
Yeah.
I was thinking water, but I was thinking, I don't know if I, for sure if I was right in my head about it being water.
The Conway Country Club, the individual in that came in
mm-hmm.
in 18.
Mm-hmm.
And
I
he
remember.
Was pretty much begging for a certain dollar amount, and we wound up putting him at 30,000 a hole, or an acre. So, I mean, even though the land is at 22,000, there is an improvement value making up the other $8,000 per hole. And that's what he wanted.
Hmm. Well, if we're going with 22,000 with this one, then we need to go back and revisit that one.
It's whatever y'all want to do.
Well, this one's 22,000 now, isn't it?
No.
Well,
the country club is actually on at 30,000.
No, I mean what we're talking about today.
This one is actually. This parcel right here is on at 22.
Right.
Yeah. That's why we had it
it's
at no change.
It's on at 22.
Mm-hmm. But Catherine, I mean, Conway Country Club's not.
It's on at 30.
But with the improvements worked in that.
But why would we not put improvements
right.
work with this one?
Exactly. Well, with this one, I think the improvements are on a different parcel.
This year, Centennial is on at
yeah.
20,624 an acre. See, we figured it at 22,000 an acre, but it wasn't put in where it was locked down at that price. So when somebody went out there and looked at it and they gave more depreciation, or I lowered the factor, then the value of that one came down.
There should be notes in there who changed it and what they did. On the back, tax has everything in there. Who did it and why they did it.
Well, and y'all, when you're doing this, y'all know when you're doing the mass appraisal like this, you're not checking everything.
No, you can't remember in your head that we had a meeting.
Okay, but somehow.
And I think the Centennial value was just overridden by the judge. I mean, that was a court ruling, so I guess Dale and them had to figure out how to make those cards work with what his ruling was.
That court ruling, though, is just for that 1 year, right?
Just,
is that the same
yeah.
as the equalization board? Yes. Yeah.
Oh, so you can pull it off every year?
No, yeah.
EQ meetings are
on. How come they don't do that more often?
1 year. County court.
I love that.
That's what I was thinking.
My business would be really good.
You can buy a new car.
Yeah, I'm not.
Yeah, I was thinking the county court was going to be forever.
No.
Yeah. I think Dale and him had held that.
The Centennial judge decision was done in 16?
It's been a while.
It's been a while.
Yeah, but it had multiple years. It just took two or three, and it finally got done. I don't remember how. It was either 18
or 19.
It's been
since
19.
Then,
yeah.
Yes. Because Angie was gone. We had to deal with that.
Right.
After that. It was decided after that. Because when I came in, almost, y'all were still talking about it.
Great, so now
well, you can see if those values for those other two, and this only being nine holes, I'm just going to, with the agreement that we had at the $1.6 million, obviously, if you look at the income on this, it doesn't come in anywhere close to $1.6 million. The only reason why I agreed to that was because it was about half of what those other golf courses were on for. And it's nine holes.
Hmm.
value that is on Centennial, that would be $176,100 per hole. On the country club, it'd be $187,766 per hole. And on the one Travis has got here, the nine hole, it'd be $186,722.
Okay, can you give me those numbers again, please?
Okay. Centennial.
Okay.
The value in it would be $176,133 for the 18 holes. Country Club is 18 holes also. The value in it would be $187,766. I mean, that's where we are right now.
Mm-hmm.
And on the one, the nine hole Travis has got, it'd be $186,722.
All right, can you calculate the other two at $176,133 a hole? See what we can come up there.
Say that again, please.
Calculate Country Club and this one that Travis has brought in, the links at that 176, 133 a hole.
That makes the Country Club the exact same because it's 18 hole.
Yeah.
Right. And it would be half that.
All right, that would put the Country Club at $3,173,94. The nine hole at $1,585,197 or $200.
Yeah, that's what I got.
Between the two parcels?
Mm-hmm.
Because if not, it's higher than what we have it on for.
Well, you have to. It's got the clubhouse on it.
I know, yeah. I was saying if that was the two parcels combined.
Now you see why I was saying, Dale, that $1,680,000 I'd agreed to was... It was actually a little higher than that. That's why I thought that was a decent bay.
I'm thinking that we need to go back and correct Country Club for sure.
Okay, get it down to
Conway Country
the
Club.
Same as Centennial.
Yeah. It needs to come down and match Centennial.
And then mark this one the same way? Or
mark it the same way, but maybe give it a little bit less due to the fact that it's only a 9-hole. Because most people prefer to golf an 18-hole. Oh, no.
So
maybe
you're looking at $3,170,000?
$394,000 for Country Club, yes.
Yep. Okay.
Can you go there, though, if you're not in that apartment complex? Can you just show up there and play golf?
Yes.
And pay?
I think so, yeah.
Oh, I'm sure if you could or not.
It's a public course.
Yeah.
It's not private.
And that's where their revenues, because if you live there, obviously it's like a tennis court.
Right.
As long as you give them a tee time.
I don't know if it's exclusive or if you could.
Yeah.
No, anybody can go there.
I don't think you can at Centennial. It's more private.
Correct.
Yeah, that's what
well, you pay.
Because I can't even pay my Lindsay card. I can't. Hey,
okay,
boy.
That's right. I worked a bad deal on that, didn't I?
Yeah, you did.
They still pay dues. If you're Lindsay, you can come over to Centennial and play.
Can you?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I thought they told me you can't play there in Malden. I said, okay.
No, you
okay.
can. If you're.
I've never played.
And mine just
there you go.
That's right. That's true.
I was thinking.
I'm throwing
out
a worse place.
That's right.
Okay. Something else is. Did we not have another golf course at the apartment?
We're not going.
Another chapel.
Okay. I was fixing to say, just for equity purposes, this threat ran through my head.
Yes. No, What are they at? Hey.
I don't think Nutter's is on its own parcel. It's included in with the
part.
It's not parceled out.
Was value. The guy sitting on the right side of it made me take all these cars and all these different parcels and put two or three buildings on this car with a couple holes and then put this. I suppose that we're not going there. I actually think it is on at 22 today.
Okay.
Okay. We won't worry about it.
What about the one up at Greenbrier?
It's gone.
It's gone.
That it's gone.
Out long time ago.
Yeah, and Mayflower are on.
Okay. Yeah.
Guy says it's his front yard.
Supposedly a frisbee.
Yeah. A disc golf. Yeah, they tried to say it wasn't anything until they
come up with this
whole website about how.
Better than Plantation frisbee golf. At least it's.
We were up there and he said he's got people coming in there all the time wanting to play.
Yeah.
In my front yard? No. It's my front yard. Go away.
Yeah, like folks do.
Oh, jeez.
She's looking up the other. Are you looking up the other course?
So that's all intermingled.
It's all intermingled.
Okay.
So that's why I had set it up one time.
I don't remember.
Because I had to turn in the income with the golf,
slept
with the apartment. Yeah.
So what we're looking at.
So what
are
we
going to
get them
well,
all basically.
Well, I mean, if we
kind of
did this.
Get them together.
Can you leave 001 the same, but 004 at 915 on 50? That makes it 1,686,740.
Okay, say that again.
Can you leave 001 the same, 771,690?
That's what I suggested,
004
yeah.
004 at 915,050. That puts it at 1,686,740.
You said
915,050.
Exactly.
Can you not do that? And that makes it total 1,686,740 total. Which averages a little over $25,000 an acre for the whole ball of wax.
The whole ball of wax.
Okay.
And in between the $30,000 and the $22,000 acre country clubs, and I would make a motion that we put it at that.
Okay, what's that amount?
Okay,
on 004?
915,050. Right?
Yes.
Okay. And who seconded that?
Melinda.
Melinda, okay.
All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay, so the value for 710-08673-004 will be 915050. Okay.
Thank you all very much for your time today. I appreciate it.
We're not done yet.
I didn't even get a chance to get lunch.
We need to make sure
y'all have
addressed the country club.
Well, y'all haven't made a motion on the other parcels that y'all went down and confirmed them either.
Yeah, we've got to do that, too. So. I'm waiting on her to get finished.
Well, here's the stack to start on. You're waiting on me.
Holy cow.
I'm finishing up what y'all just did.
Okay, can somebody pull the country club card? How do we do
well, y'all didn't make a motion or second that y'all were affirming on any of the others earlier.
We're fixing to do that.
Okay.
But I want to make sure that we get the country club in here. Isn't that what you said?
Well, this is...
This is to stay compliant with what...
Equity standpoint.
Yeah, they look at
yes.
one, they do the others.
Right. Yeah, if you got similarly situated or an equity standpoint...
They're the ones that are just way out there that we need to correct.
Well, we're in between all of them. You've got one at 30 and one at 22, one at 25, an acre total. So why are we going?
Why would we keep Centennial at 20? What, shall we raise it?
In the North Carolina country club.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah. I don't want to add, because I don't even know the parcels for the other.
I think we should go with country club.
Right.
For the others, I don't have to
from equity, standpoint, from equity standpoint.
Yeah, so somebody's going to pull a card.
That's what we just did before you were
through. Sharice can tell us what the partial list of them are.
Oh, it's right here.
Yeah, this is.
So this would be our new.
How many parcels does Centennial have we're talking about?
Okay. So,
well, they're doing too much for
about that. This is what we're changed to the whole price right here.
Okay.
Do you want to start reading these for the record?
I guess let's, before we do affirming, let's just knock out the equity.
Okay. So we'll do all these, or do you want to do
let's
that
do,
one
let's
first?
Just go ahead and
we're
get this.
We're going to go ahead and get the country
before,
club.
Before we lose it.
Okay.
Out of the way.
Okay.
On parcel number 71008349000C, which is Conway Country Club, 112 acres, we're going, I'm making a motion to adjust it to be in line with Centennial at a value of $176,133 per hole, which would bring this to $3,170,394.
I'll second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Then the new value for parcel number 71008349-00C will be $3,170,394.
Change.
Well, this one was just carried for Country Club, and there
one.
You can notify them of the new change.
So it's just these?
And I'm going to read these all at once before I sign everything. I mean, this is.
Let's just confirm all we mentioned.
Yeah. Okay, so I'm going to read off the parcel numbers for the affirm. And the market value, I guess. So, parcel number 710-08918-00C.
I have to write all that down, so I need you to slow down.
Okay. 710-08918-00C. The change represents a new estimated market value of $975,950. Parcel number 710-08115-014. New assessment value at $2,991,900. Oh, hang on. The change represents a new estimated market value of $14,959,500. Parcel number 712-07139-051. Change represents a new estimated market value of $2,641,050. parcel number 712-12110-113. No change. Parcel number 710-08853-104. Change represents a new estimated market value of $1,788,050. Parcel number 710-07418-001. No change. Parcel number 710-08901-000C. This change represents a new estimated market value of $752,300. Parcel number 710-06987-000C. This change represents a new estimated market value of $731,350. Parcel number 710-03714-001C. No change. Parcel number 710-08552-000. This change represents a new estimated market value of $5,398,650.
Would you say that again?
$5 million.
Hang on. It's not.
Somebody give her a pen.
$5,398,650. I think it's this paper.
It could be. You ready for the next one?
Yes.
Okay. Parcel number 740-00718-102. This change represents a new estimated market value of $3,224,400.
Which parcel was that?
Parks and Greenbrier.
It should have been $2,824,965. Y'all just said $3 million something.
That's what I have down here.
It didn't change.
Yeah, we didn't do hearts.
Just a no change.
That was a no change.
The ones that he changed. Did he not change on the heart?
No. Well,
no, not mountain. This is mountain.
Because if you look at the card that I printed yesterday, it shows the 2021 first reappraisal value was $644,880 assessed. And he put income approach 2021 in here, and it lowered it to $612,700. On this card. So I was going by the previous reappraisal value to the new reappraisal value.
Let's extract that one and we'll come back to it.
I'll say, I don't have it written down in the other list that we did.
Let's go on these others. This one was a withdrawn, no change. Parcel number 710-08053-016. Parcel number 710-08193-010. The change represents a new estimated market value of $1,740,000. Parcel number 710-08124-001C. This change represents a new estimated market value of $1,223,550. Almost done. Parcel number 710-08673-001. No change. Parcel number 712-11900-003. This change represents a new estimated market value of $20,349,400. Next one, 710-08673-004. This change represents a new estimated market value of $915,050. Okay, back to the 1740-00718-102. This change represents a new estimated market value of
$2,824,965.
Are we good with that?
No one signed it?
Yes.
I just redid it.
Okay.
That one replaces the
other one. Got it. And then the last one, parcel number 710-08349-000C. The change represents a new estimated market value of $3,170,400. Conway Country Club.
Okay, so you are doing a motion accepting that. Who's?
We are taking a motion for all of those that we're
making
accepting
a motion
the
motion to affirm Taskus' informal hearing numbers.
I'll second it.
Dear.
All in favor of affirming? Any opposed? Then all of these will be affirmed as read.
Okay,
wow. Wherever the pile is.
Yes.
Right here, I think.
Yeah. Thank y'all.
Thank you.
Good luck to you the rest of the year. I know I'm not here early this year. Thank y'all.
Hey, Travis.
Go golf.
Hang on. I'm going to call up Centennial.
No, here, real quick. Next year, come
okay.
in.
Okay.
Go get Lavanche.
Do we have a motion to adjourn? Or do we need to adjourn? Any opposed? We're going to adjourn.
Yeah.
Well, okay.
Good afternoon.